became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
With you, it's Monday. All I know is that the weather has changed, and it has an effect on my barometric pressure system.
Oh, okay. In what way?
I just react to differences in light and weather and cold and hot. I'm an HSP, don't you know?
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Houses of Silly Parliament?
I'd rather have that. No, I'm a highly sensitive person to sounds and light and weather, and it's just the way it is.
Oh.
So I react to it.
Have you always been this way?
Since I was about in my 20s. And then I met an old psychiatrist. She was from Vienna. And when I met her 20 years ago, she was 90. And she was one of the last students of Carl Jung. And so she was tremendous. She really was a brilliant, but very humble, very gentle character. And she and I got along. I stayed with her and I played with her and did things with her. And we discussed this whole thing about being sensitive to light and sound. And so Divigata was her name. She changed her name to a Buddhist name. She was really something. Anyway, whenever I think of HSP, I think of her. Indeed. How's it going with the ramping up to Wednesday, Thursday?
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be ready. I just, I'm not sleeping well because I keep on like all my, I just measured my room. Like there's no room for anything in my bedroom except the bed, you know? So, I mean, excuse me while I get dressed in the living room.
Well, as a matter of fact, the first apartment I had after coming back from Los Angeles was 442 square feet, but it was charming. It was really sweet. It was just up the street here, but it was a studio, and it was tiny to say the least. But there were louvered doors, and when the landlord showed me the room, I said, "Well, what's that?" He said, "That's your closet." And I said, "Oh, really?" Because there was no bedroom, but there was a big closet. So he opened up the louvered doors, and indeed, it was a very big walk-in closet, and that's where I put my bed. So I had a wall facing me of inlaid cupboards. So I would literally stand on my bed to find my underwear. And yeah, it was a, I'm glad I experienced it, but I'm glad I don't still have to.
Yeah. Sounds a bit like the loft that Heather and Reuben had in London, you know. Yeah. For, thank goodness for the loft, or they wouldn't have been able to sleep anywhere. Stand up to sleep.
You say that word loft and you think, oh my, space, 2,000 square feet, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it is a word that has been exploited to the extent where, oh, that's a loft. Oh, okay.
That's where they put the hay, isn't it? The hay loft.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
dear. But, yeah, as I say, I'll just be glad when this is done and finish the move. And rumor has it he was cleaning carpets yesterday, so that's good.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's nothing like clean carpets.
Well, it's just, you never know who's been in before. So it's nice to at least have the carpets, especially when it's as dingy and, I don't know, drab as it is. But just at least the carpets are clean.
at least. No, knowing you, you'll create it into something that is workable, doable, pleasant.
Well, I think, that's probably one of the reasons I'm not sleeping is because I keep on, I know all the rooms are small. So it's okay. Like, where am I going to do this? Where am I going to do that? I have no doubt I will make it okay. But, yeah. I need to be in there to make it okay.
Yeah, I know.
So, but, this too will pass.
This too shall pass. So your long weekend is going to be spent putting your stuff together. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. How about you? What's in store this week for you?
Well, I'm going to follow up on the urine thing for my mom. And that may in fact be solved. I talked to the old nurse who was in charge of the floor and fry on Saturday. And, she's been around. She knows her stuff. And I'm glad I have a good relationship with the nurses and the care aides, but it's probably mostly because my mother is a dream to have. Okay. So I mentioned this to her and I said, well, I don't know what to do. Is there something that we can do here? I'm not getting any response from doctors, urologists. And she said, what we'll do is we'll clean her twice per day. No, three times per day, once in the morning, twice in the afternoon. And that will keep the smell down because she insists on emptying her own catheter bag because she's very independent, but she sometimes spills it all over herself and that could be part of the problem.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It was me talking to her, her looking at me sitting in her office. It took 2 minutes. We both got it. It was instant communication. She said, here's the solution. Okay. I got it. Why can't things just be that simple?
Because people don't want to believe they can be that simple.
Oh, gosh, that's sad.
If I have to put all this effort and kerfuffle into it, I'm more validated than I would be than if I just, let things go.
No, that's a smart observation that I could always count on you to provide.
There we go. Yeah.
I'm not being sarcastic. Is Tavin there?
He is there. He waved when he first heard you ringing. He did wave to you.
Well, you waved back. And I'm going to love you and leave you. It's the monument of the week. It's like, okay, let's start scaling the mountain. Mm-hmm. Speaking of what you just said. But Mondays are always not insurmountable, but I've got my list and stuff and my files and I'm going to plow through. Like everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Realistically, I think I'm going to beg off this week.
Sure.
Because it's going to be crazy.
Absolutely.
Next Monday is Labor Day. Do you celebrate or will you be around?
Oh, I've got nothing happening. So I will be here.
Shall we touch base next Monday then on Labor Day?
Let's do it.
All righty.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, have a good week.
You too. Have a really good week. Rest where you can. And yes, think Tasmanian devil.
Oh, I know what I was going to say to you is if you get feeling sorry for yourself this week, can I help you with that? So when the dust settles from this move,
right?
Guess what I get to do?
What could be worse than moving? I don't know.
A root canal.
Oh, honey. Come on. No.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, dear.
What day is that set for?
Well, it's not. They've sent a referral off to the root canal guys. That's literally what they're called, the root canal guys. Uh-huh. I was sitting in the chair on Friday going like, really?
Oh.
Ah, dear. So you could.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, no. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. And I'm not in pain, which is the good thing.
No.
So.
I went through two of those last year. And besides the bite in the cost, yikes. It was just, it was one of those laborious things. It's okay. You get through it. Yeah. But I do sympathize, and I will not. There will be no whining from me for a couple of weeks. I promise.
Oh, there's going to be some whining from me, I tell you, but there's no H in it.
Your attitude is a sparkling one, pun intended.
Okay, so we will catch up with you next Monday from my new abode.
Sounds wonderful.
All right, have a good one. Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.